You're listening to the DX Audio Service for September 1994, the Nighttime Edition, with your host Fred Vobey sitting behind the microphone in the sheetrock announce booth of the DX Audio Service. Speaking of words of wisdom, let it be, or as transcribed, let us boogie, let us boogie. Like that boogie a little bit better. Hi, this is Fred Volpe in a little bit up-tempo more mood here, and we've got a lot of material on this DX Audio Service to cover, so we're going to jump right in and cover up the jingles and the music and everything and just have a lot of talk on this edition. First of all, starting it off with a publication which is kind of interesting. Radio Stations in the United Kingdom, edition number 12, has been published by the British DX Club. It includes details on AM, FM, and longwave stations, and is available for £2.50, or six IRCs from the British DX Club, 54 Birkhall Road in London, SE6-1TE, England. Non-cash payments must be made in sterling, and be sure to mention that you heard about it on the DX Audio Service. TIS, you know what that is? That's a Traveler's Information Service system, or station, or whatever you want to call it. That's those little things along the highway that you might hear, or down in Disneyland. Well, as a special project, Phil, by the way, is going to compile a tape of TIS messages from all over the United States and Canada. He can accept either reel-to-reel or cassette tapes. And the announcements should be readable, not faint DX, although clear DX is okay. Please include the call sign, if known, location, frequency, date, and time with each submittal. The deadline is November 1st, 1994. Send the tapes to Phil By The Way, B-Y-T-H-E-W-A-Y, at 9705 Mary Northwest in Seattle, Washington, 98117. And with that, we're going to turn it over to the Starman, Jerry Starr, with a look at the AM switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with yet another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Reference number this month is 342. And as always, we start with call interchanges. On 740, WSVQ in Harriet, Tennessee becomes WRWB. 940, KGRL Bend, Oregon changes to KXUX. 1000 WHEV Gardner, North Carolina changes to WRTG. On 1010 KZRC Milwaukee, Oregon becomes KXYQ. 1290 WNLB Rocky Mount, Virginia changes to WFYN. 1320 KGMG Oceanside, California becomes KKLQ. On 1340, KANR Nampa, Idaho becomes KTIK. Also on 1340, WFAU Augusta, Maine changing to WMDR. 1420, WYUT Herkimer, New York becomes WNRS. 1430, WCKN Indianapolis, Indiana. Now last month we told you they were changing to WIBJ. Well, they've had a change of heart. Now they're changing to WMYS. 1440 WWZN Winter Park, Florida becomes WPRD. 1470 KWSL Sioux City, Iowa changing to KKSC. 1560 WMOM La Plata, Maryland goes back to their former call of WSMD. And on 1590 KZOK Seattle, Washington changes to KPOZ. Here's something that we haven't seen for a long time. An application for a new AM station on 1580 kilohertz. Application to put a new station in Lebanon, Oregon, with 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, and a U3 antenna. That's the same directional pattern day and night. Applications from existing stations of interest on 680 WRMD in St. Petersburg, Florida. They would like to go full-time by adding 125 watts at night. 1190 KBLD Boulder, Colorado also wants to become a full-time station. They'd like to add 110 watts at night. And 1190 WMIW Atlantic Beach, South Carolina. This is a construction permit for a new station that has not yet been built. They would like to move that construction permit to 1200 kilohertz from 1190. A couple of grants to existing stations that are of interest. On 730 WBBI, Madison, Alabama has been granted full-time status. They add 128 watts at night. The antenna changes to U1, and that is already operational. That station is now operating 24 hours a day. And on 860 KZTW in Troutdale, Oregon, they will change their city of license to Fairview, Oregon. And in the process of doing that, they will raise their daytime power to 50,000 watts. The night power, only 450 watts, and it'll be U2. That's directional night only. This is also a new station that is not yet on the air. Moving into otherness on 530 CIAO, Brampton, Ontario. Seems like nobody wants to stay below the broadcast band very long. This station has purchased CJCL and will move operations to 1430 kilohertz, and that will ultimately leave 530 vacant once again, at least in this part of the country. On 630 KIDD, Monterey, California is silent. On 690 WXOL, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, here's a strange story. The station was supposed to go silent. Evidently, the last person to leave and lock the building never turned the transmitter off, and WXOL ran 24 hours a day for nearly 6 weeks, totally unattended, with continuous satellite audio, including all the not-for-broadcast closed-circuit feeds, no local commercials, no IDs. They actually turned the transmitter off on June the 7th after a complaint from WCWC, the 1600 station in neighboring Ripon, Wisconsin. 700 KSUR, Soledad, California. This station is silent. 710 WREM, Monticello, Maine. This silent station back on the air. 870 KOWA, Lachlan, Nevada is silent. 920 WKYD, Andalusia, Alabama is back on the air. 960 WFGL, Fitchburg, Massachusetts, another silent station that has returned. On 1010 WCST, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, this silent station also back on the air. 1030, brand new station on the air, WBNN, Union City, Indiana. They have a hot country format. Their address, by the way, is being announced as Post Office Box 444, Union City, WBNN, Union City, Indiana, a new station on the air. 1050 KPXE Liberty, Texas. This station is silent and has been dismantled. Their FM station remains on the air, but the AM will not return, according to the people who run the station, unless the license is sold to a new owner. 1080 WALD, Walterboro, South Carolina. This station is silent. 1090 KJRC, South Lake Tahoe, California. This was a construction permit for a new station that was never built. The FCC canceled the permit for this new station and deleted the call letters, but now the owners of the station have requested reconsideration of this action, so stay tuned. On 1240 KPRB, Redmond, Oregon is silent. 1290 WDEC, Americus, Georgia. This silent station is back on the air. 1340 WMDR Augusta, Maine is silent, but their request for this new call, that used to be WFAU, evidently means that they must be planning to return to the air. 1350 WEZS Laconia, New Hampshire. This station is silent. Last month we told you they have this new call. They used to be WLNH, and once again we believe this is a case that applying for a new call signals the fact that eventually they plan to return that station to the air. 1370 WMNY, Ellery, South Carolina, is silent. 1430 CJCL, Toronto, Ontario, going to be moving frequency. We told you that CIAO has bought this facility and will be moving to 1430 from 530, which goes vacant. The station on 1430 CJCL will then move to 590 and boot out CKYC, which will cease to exist. It's all very confusing. On 1450 WUJM, Charleston, South Carolina is silent. 1470 WVBS, Bergara, North Carolina, silent station on the air. 1470 WLMC, Georgetown, South Carolina, another station that's on the air. And to keep the balance on 1470, KNFL, Tremonton, Utah, this station is silent. One more on 1470 WBTX, Broadway, Virginia. Another silent station has returned to the air, so in the Mid-South, 1470 is becoming quite active again. And speaking of Broadway, Virginia, whatever happened to Timberville? 1480 CKER, Edmonton, Alberta, they request a move to 101.9 FM, and if they do, their AM license will be surrendered. It's going to happen again on 1480 CKDX, Newmarket, Ontario, request a move to 88.5, and will surrender their AM license if that move is granted. On 1490 WCSV, Crossville, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air, another one of those stations running the tourist information format. 1560 WINV, Inverness, Florida, this station is silent, has been dismantled. They even took the tower down. The station will be rebuilt, according to Robert Webb, who owns it, if their application to move to the expanded band is granted. Otherwise, it's gone. Also on 1560 WBOL, Bolivar, Tennessee, this silent station is on the air. And on 1570 CHLO, St. Thomas, Ontario, has moved to 103.1 megahertz FM and reportedly has ceased their AM operations. And that's it for another edition of AM Switch. Now it's time to see where in this great land of ours John Bowker has landed today. John, take it away.
Well, thanks, Jerry, and hi, everybody, from the far west. Indeed, today we're coming to you from a campground in the verdant hills of western Washington State. And today we're going to be listening to all the stations we have on tape that broadcast at 1180 on the dial in the United States. In fact, this is a U.S. clear channel, so there are no Canadian stations on this frequency. And I'm delighted to tell you, we have most of the stations on this frequency on tape for you today. In fact, well, there's one of them right now, way up north in New England, or if you're listening to this in the convention, it's way down south in Rhode Island, on the September 1994 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WJJF, Hope Valley.
It's 10:59 and 35 degrees. The official 1180 radar weather forecast, according to staff meteorologist Skip Kingsley. Well, he says the sunshine should melt all the snow. I'll have the complete forecast following this news.
The sunshine should melt all this snow. Who writes her copy? My goodness, the poor kid. You know, WJJF has been a daytimer since coming on the air in 1985, and the reason it's on the air only daytimes, along with most of the other stations in the great Northeast and the whole eastern half of the United States, is the 1180 giant of the Northeast. Rochester, New York's own WHAM.
WHAM, Rochester.
That station goes way back, as you may remember from my story a month or two ago about the assignment in 1927 of non-directivity for WHAM, much to the dismay of WGY. Remember that?
WHAM, 1180. One of the nicer things about Rochester.
One more now.
WHAM is Rochester.
Oh, and so we take leave of the beautiful Northland, a tear in my eye, and we move south to one of the most blustery sections of the United States, a suburb of Wilmington, North Carolina, where the coastline sticks out in the Atlantic Ocean. If you've ever been down that way, you know how prone it is to hurricanes.
WMYT, Carolina Beach, Wilmington.
It's time now for the Ministry of the Word broadcast. Presenting the Anointed Teaching Ministry of Pastor Dana A. Holmes.
That's too bad. You can tell that tape bounce is theirs, not ours. Oh, boy. And if you go a little ways south into South Carolina, Gaffney.
Your partner in spiritual warfare, WFGN Gaffney.
Yes. They've been into this gospel format now about 4 years, since 1990 when the new management took over at WFGN. So, well, we're going to move way south now to about as far south as you can go in the continental United States to Marathon Key, Florida. Remember a month or two ago, Tim Hendel gave you an example of how directional this Radio Marti station is, that broadcasts to Cuba in Spanish. You really can't listen to it as nearby as Miami in South Florida. So to get this recording, Linda and I had to go directly to Marathon Key. Here's Radio Marti.
Buenas tardes, Cuba. Estás escuchando Radio Martí, siempre contigo, 24 horas en tu compañía. Radio Martí, por el derecho de cada hombre a ser libre.
This is the station 1180 that created such a stir a few years back when Fidel Castro retaliated. Remember, with all those high power stations on what, 5 different U.S. clear channels? Remember that? Radio Martí. Well, returning now to the mainland, if you will, northwards and westward, here's Pearl, Mississippi.
On the CBS Radio Network.
Right.
News Talk 1180, WJNT, Pearl Jackson.
George Young of the New York Giants. You've heard from one half.
Oh, yeah, CBS and the football. I wonder if CBS Radio has won the contract for football this fall. Well, we'll have to listen and find out. Let's go east now, up to the site of the long-forgotten World's Fair. In fact, I forgot, too. When was the World's Fair at Knoxville? 1960, was it, or so? Let's listen to some of the music from that fair. Oh, boy.
You're listening to the new tradition, AM 1180, WHJM, Knoxville. NBC Radio News, I'm Mike Anthony. 5 people were killed Friday night when tornadoes ripped through Tennessee and Kentucky.
Oh, boy. We finally took part in a tornado alert this summer right in the middle of Texas. They made us take cover, will you believe it, in a ladies' room next to a swimming pool, but no problem. Well, this next station is a strange one, just outside of Cincinnati in Florence, Kentucky, 1180 on the dial. You'll find this station or its successor is now at 1160 kilohertz, but here's when they were at 1180.
Stay tuned for more memories on AM 1180 WMLX, Florence, Cincinnati's memory maker.
Yep, just across the river, right near Covington, Kentucky. Well, last summer we spent a month in Michigan picking up all the stations there, hither and yon. Here's one from the Lansing market that I took a particular shine to.
Classic Gold and Low, AM 1180, WXLA, Diamonddale, Lansing.
They have a neat sound. Daytimer, of course, because of WHAM. Comes booming in at night in that part of Michigan. Wow. See, that's my kind of music, so I play a little more of it. Westward now into Indiana.
The Ted Burns Show, weekday afternoons at 2 on Evansville's Talk Radio 1180, WGAB, Newburgh.
The USA Radio Network News, this is Bob Agnew. 4 Los Angeles police.
Oh, I don't even need to finish that item. I know what that's all about. Right near Evansville, that's a terrible place for them at 1180 on the dial. They can't even get a pre-sunrise license, so WGAB has to sign off pretty early on winter afternoons. But now I want to give you a real treat. 2 years ago, it was, Ernie Wasilowski arranged for a wonderful band scan of the Omaha market in preparation for the NRC convention in 1992 out there. Here's a portion of that tape, the part that covers 1180 on the dial. I think you'll enjoy this very much.
Omaha's newest AM station signed on in 1986 as we move on up the dial to 1180.
At 7:07 p.m. Eastern time,
KKAR is licensed to Bellevue and has towers in Iowa just east of Council Bluffs. KKAR has studios in downtown Omaha. They call themselves KCAR, and the station is news talk with some sports. Their nighttime pattern is so poor that Rochester, New York sometimes is audible underneath in West Omaha. Another problem is that KCAR is on the second harmonic of WOW 590. Still, with financial support from our sister FM station, KQKQ, KCAR carries on.
For CBS Radio Sports.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to KKAR, where you can hear Costas Coast to Coast every week.
KKAR, Bellevue, Omaha, Council Bluffs, the hot news station. Let's go now to CNN News.
CNN Headline News. I'm Valerie Hoff, sitting in for Judy Fortin. America's choice for president is...
is who? Tell us, for heaven's sakes. Isn't that nice continuity on that station? Of course, all things neat and orderly, somebody had to come along and mess it up. Here's a recording made less than a year later of the 1180 spot on the Omaha dial.
It's time to reset your radio dial to hear KKAR Bellevue. We've moved just up the AM radio band to a new frequency at 1290.
just to the right of where your radio is now tuned. KKAR is now heard just up the dial at 1290 on your AM radio.
Terrific. Now, where did that leave KOIL that was at 1290 on the dial?
There's a new listening experience in store for you here at 1180 on your AM radio dial. A brand new format for COIL, in addition to COIL's new dial position. It's not a news format, but you will hear CBS News on the hour. It's not the kind of music you get on CDs or up and down the radio dial today. But if you've wondered where the great songs went, the new COIL will be the answer. That's all we can tell you for now. But stay tuned. The new COIL is coming soon.
Okay, enough already. Let's move south, almost to Houston, and listen to the 50,000-watt voice of Humble, Texas.
A seed from the sower has originated from the studios of the Guido Evangelistic Association, Nutter, Georgia.
This is 1180 AM, KGOL, Humble, Houston, Texas, live. Talk back with best-selling author and commentator Bob Larson.
Humble in Texas? I didn't know anything in Texas was humble. My goodness sakes. Let's move westward now.
Johnny Mathis, and you've got a friend. This next newscast will be brought to you by Williams Flowers and Gifts at 221 West Bill Williams Avenue, right here in Williams, Arizona, the gateway to the Grand Canyon. We're coming up on 1 o'clock here at KYET, Williams, Arizona.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena. Federal agents believe Branch Davidian cult leader David Koresh is ready for war.
And we all know what happened there, don't we? Oh, boy. That station's now silent, so thanks, John, for picking it up. Let's go to the Evergreen State, not far from where I am sitting this very evening. Here's Lakewood, Washington, 2,400 watts, just on the outskirts
thanks
of Tacoma.
Thanks for listening to your conversation station, KLAY, Lakewood, Tacoma.
Gali says humanitarian flights will resume landing at Sarajevo Airport tomorrow morning after being suspended 3 days ago due to heavy firing in the area.
And do you know that was recorded in 1992? That's how long that's been going on. South again, this time into the Central Valley of California near Bakersfield. Field next to those olive groves. And here, as a parting shot, is yet another 1180 station.
1180, 3KZ, playing the hit.
3KZ,
I must admit to you, I'm caught here, separated by 3,000 miles from my World Radio TV handbook, so I can only tell you that that jingle comes from down under. I think the jingle does name the town, but I can't pick it out. Oh, dear. In any event, that's the 1180 travelogue as we have it preserved in our Sun City Center studios in Florida. By the way, you can understand on all of our summer trips, we have multiple takes on many of the stations that we play for you, and I just try to pick out a few representative ones to carry with us in the motorhome when we travel around the country, so... Anyway, and so many of you have contributed. I want to thank particularly Tim Handel and Mark Strickert. For tapes that have been received during the past 30 days. And that's a very nice contribution. Thanks, fellas. And by now, I hope the rest of you, or all of you, your plans are complete for attending the convention in New Hampshire. It's going to be a dandy. Both Linda and I are looking forward to being with you and being there for a wonderful time. Oh, and speaking of wonderful, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Uncle Doki, Mr. Bowker, thank you ever so much, and welcome into another edition of the column we call Band Scan. It's your chance to look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country. Well, this time it's Fred's turn. Fred, do you find yourself in a state of readiness?
Okay, Jim, here we go.
Sorry, Fred, could you say that again?
I don't think he could do it again if his life depended on it. Here we go.
Wrong again, Hubert. Boy, you should never doubt the abilities of the truly inflamed, should you? Well, it should be enough frivolity and triviality to introduce you to the idea. We're going to Lima Ohoho this time to see how things sound from Fred's vocal.
Can you say that again?
No, not, forget it. Not even going to try. Fred, what's up?
Well, thank you very much, Jim. And hi, DX Audio Service members. This is a band scan of the Lima area, or from the Lima area, of some of the stations that I can pick up here. Just to let you know that we're in Lima. There's the beacon from the local airport, the Allen County Airport.
L. Y. L.
Something that you should realize about these beacons, if you happen to have a radio which does cover that particular part of the band, those are a great indicator for how propagation is setting up.
Oh, absolutely. I use that all the time here, too, Fred. By the way, for those of you who didn't catch the anonymous commercial last month, these beacons are generally in the 2 to 400 kilohertz range.
So you might want to consider that, getting a hold of a beacon listing and being able to get an idea of what is out there at what times. Now, the receiver I'm using here is a stock Sony ICF-2010. The antenna is a GNBC model MWL-900P loop antenna, ferrite amplified. And let's dig right in.
To noise.
To noise. I don't know if you can hear the music in there, Jim.
Just barely, Fred. What are we listening to here?
That's CIAO in Brampton, Ontario.
Oh,
now, that's not too awful bad considering it's only 250 watts.
Well, that thing does get out, doesn't it? As a matter of fact, I was coming in here last winter. Let me show you how it sounded out here in Marshalltown using my 4-foot air core loop. $250 from Brampton, Ontario.
Okay, 540. I could probably put this in wideband now.
That sounds good.
I was talking to Karen Gale the other night on the telephone, telling her how all those Cuban stations have a tendency to get up here so well. This gives you an idea. Now, normally I would hear CBEF out of Windsor, Ontario, which is the dominant here. But since the winter months have hit, Cuba has just raised its ugly head and just completely annihilated the low half of the band. So anyways, there's 540 kilohertz. Let's go to 550.
On our own time before we ever do anything with it, and then go from there, chop it around. And
now that's WLWA.
What kind of a magazine?
Station which we used to know as WKRC. Now, as I try to loot these guys out a little bit. I don't know if you can hear the music underneath there or not. That's Buffalo, New York, which has gotten in here, though. It's just not one of those stations which tends to get in here real well. In fact, KSD out of St. Louis has actually made it in here better than GR out of Buffalo. Let's go to 560. 560 is an interesting frequency. Let's see. Yeah, it sounds like just pretty much of a mishmash of a bunch of different stations in there tonight, Jim. There's WHND out of Monroe, Michigan, the station playing the oldies. The Spanish in there is not Cuba. This time it's WIND in Chicago, Illinois. And Beckley, West Virginia has, Beckley. Beckley, West Virginia has a tendency to get in there sometimes, too, and kind of muck up the frequency. Over on 570, about the only thing we really get of any consequence is WKBN and a little bit out of the Cuban, which has its tendency to raise its ugly head again. On 580, we have the music of your life, which is from CKWW in Windsor, Ontario. Remember back a few months, there's a big frequency switch between CKLW at 800 and, I should say, format switch between CKLW on 800 and CKWW on 580. The big bands went to 580 and the news talk went to 800. So anyways, that's what's there. And sometimes Charleston, West Virginia, has made it in there, but not too often. Not too often at all. On 590, this is the home to WKZO in Kalamazoo. And pretty much 590 is really a bust. There's been times when I've heard WOW in there, actually better than KZO. Over on 600, during the daytime, this is a good frequency for hearing WTAC and WSOM. TAC is in Flint, Michigan. WSOM is in Parma. Really, there's nothing there except the Cuban, which is way, 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 way down in there. Thank you, Fidel. On 610.
One of them was Dale.
Let's peek up the loop a little bit. That's 610 WTVN in Columbus. Interesting, four tower array, which is south of Columbus. And during the daytime, they just make it in here like a local. But when they go to night pattern, they have a tendency to skip right up and over top of Lima. And they actually come in better in Detroit and Temperance, Michigan, and Monroe than they do here in Lima, Ohio, even though we're probably about halfway, half the distance toward Columbus. 620. We got a preacher in there, which is coming out of Knoxville, Tennessee, WRJZ, 5,000 day, 5,000 night. And the talker, other talker in there, the one that's not doing religion, is WTMJ out of Milwaukee. Let's go to 630. 630 is also fairly quiet frequency for DXing at night. It's a real toss-up. WMAL has made it in here. What you hear in the background right now is a combination of Cuba and CFCO up in Chatham, Ontario. Now, you want to hear some Cubans? There's Cuba, which is the music station in the background, or in the foreground, I should say. In the background, you hear some talk, and the talk is courtesy of WHLO up in Akron, Ohio. And they have a tendency to get clobbered by the Cuban all the time. 650. Let's see. Got any hillbilly in there tonight? Yeah, they're not even getting beaten up by the Cuban tonight. Tuesday night, they were just getting annihilated for some reason. 660.
300-pound frame. Plus,
that's the fan, WFAN, New York.
Available today at
670. WMAQ, Chicago. 680. This is another interesting toss-up frequency. Just about anything could be in there. Mostly the station, which is most of the time in there and doing the most damage as far as any DXing is CFTR. But there has been a little bit of WCAW out of Charleston, West Virginia. They've been in there from time to time, as has been WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina. And there's also sometimes WNZK. For some reason, they decided they're going to crank up the power. Let's see if I can pull them in any better there. Yeah, you can hear CFTR doing a ball game there. 690. Another pretty well open frequency. 690 usually has the Canadian on there, CBF, out of Montreal, Quebec. And yeah, there you can hear the French. And of course, we go over to 700 and.
What about this college business?
Are you?
Well, I wonder who that could be.
Graduated from college in the spring of
1990. 700 WLW, the big one. 710.
This great vacation in Hawaii.
WOR, New York. 720.
Followed by the Christmas news.
WGN, the world's greatest newspaper. 730. Now let's see if we can loop these guys in here. Okay, you can hear the Spanish in there. which is going to be kind of hard for me to ID for you because I'm not that fluent in Spanish. I haven't taken the Tim Hendel School of Spanish Language. It should probably be because of the way all these signals are coming in. That's a toss-up between either Cuba or it can be Mexico City. The talker in the background, I don't know if you can hear it. That talker back in the background is a little station which is up north of me here, approximately 47 miles. WJYM stations, I don't know if it's still owned by Jimmy Swaggart or not. It used to be the old WMGS, and I worked there when I was a kid going through high school and earned a few bucks up there when it was a country western station. According to the National Radio Club log, they're 359 watts, but they get beat up real bad by the Spanish language station here. 7:40. This has usually a lot of nothing on it. 7:40, about the only thing that really comes in is CBL out of Toronto, Ontario. That's really about all we got there tonight. 7:50.
Penthouse.
Of course, that's WSB.
Elevation to
760.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't pretty. It wasn't.
Voice of the Tigers, WJR, Detroit.
By a player that's already heard.
Or as well, one of their other IDs, the great voice of the Great Lakes. 770.
Chuck's got it for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
WABC, New York.
Wing board.
780.
And with the look of the
WBBM, Chicago.
Motor Club.
790. Gee, Tim, did you catch that? I have no idea what he said there.
I think that said Mexico City.
I was going to say that usually on 790, I get a combination of CIGM out of Sudbury, Ontario, and also sometimes a little bit of WTAR. But obviously, that was Spanish or Mexican or something. 800.
Wow. 800 will just have to wait, old Fred, old boy. He took too much time. He took more time than anybody else. And he edits the magazine. What are we going to do with him? That's okay. It was mighty interesting and enjoyed the commentary along the way. Just going to take us a little longer to get through that one. Maybe next month we'll be able to wrap it up. Maybe not. We'll see. And not going to worry about it. Maybe one more shot after that. As a matter of fact, 3 months with Fred. Can you imagine that? Let's see. We're kind of looking through the tapes here to see what we got left to play. It looks like we've played most of these that we have accumulated. Got to finish Fred up, and then we'll go out to San Francisco and do a little interesting deal out there. And then we're about done. Of course, by that time, it'll be fall again, so maybe the tapes will start trickling back in. They've slowed down over the summer because, well, I don't know if you've tuned on the AM and heard all that lightning lately. You know why. You know why people are not doing band scans, but when it clears up, we'll get some more in here. So if you haven't done one yet, give some thought to that. We would love to hear from you. And write this address down, or address if you like, call it an address. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Maybe we'll see you next month.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much. And maybe next time I'll eat a Snickers bar or something like that to get myself going so I can talk a little bit faster and get through the band scan a little bit quicker. But until then, you'll just have to put up with my docile tones. And we have a few things on the D-Exchange I'd like to pass along. Al Merriman at area code 703-354-2135 has a complete set of offset DX News magazines from volume number 36, number 13, all the way to present. Make an offer for the whole lot, but he will not split them up. From Ray Rokita, he says he has an announcement for the magazine, and that is Christmas isn't that far away, but for you shoppers, a music package today. Three country music cassettes of Ray Starr, 35 selections in all. Wait, there's more. A free Christmas tape will be included with each order. Make checks payable to Ray Rokita, R-O-K-I-T-A, for $25 and send to 850 Armstrong Road, Lansing. Lansing, Michigan, 48911-3910. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, send it to us on a card or a letter to the DX Audio Service. Address is at the end of the magazine, and we'll put it on the mag and let everyone know what you've got. And what we've got is a contest to finish up from two magazines ago. What we did is we gave you some history on a radio station and asked you to identify that station. And what we're going to do is give you the history and then tell you who the identifier was. Well, these are all from the microfiche files in room number 239 at the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C., back on June 14th of 1994. And it starts off the history May 4th, 1922. The station was first licensed. The licensee was WJR Incorporated and WCX, the Detroit Free Press. The first listed call letters were WJR and WCX. On April 22, 1927, the frequency was granted as 580 kilohertz, 5 kilowatts of power. On June 1, 1927, they were granted 680 kilohertz with 5 kilowatts of power. Then on November 11, 1928, they were reallocated to 750 kilohertz with 5 kilowatts of power, unlimited time. April 29th of 1929, there was a voluntary assignment of license to WJR, the Goodwill Station Incorporated, and the call letters became WJR. February 5th, 1932, they were granted 750 kilohertz, 10 kilowatts, unlimited time. In June of 1935, June 25th to be exact, they were granted a construction permit for 750 kilohertz, 50 kilowatts of power, unlimited time, and granted a license to cover the construction permit on October 22nd, 1935. June 1st, 1936, they applied for a construction permit for 500,000 watts, but it was dismissed without prejudice on June 16th of 1942. Then on March 24th of 1941, under NARBA, they were granted 760 kilohertz with 50,000 watts of power, unlimited time. November 28, 1951, there was an involuntary transfer of license control from G.A. Richards, deceased, to Francis S. Richards, executress of the estate of G.R. Richards. Then on January 5th of 1953, there was a voluntary relinquishment of positive control of license corporation by Francis S. Richards through the sale of stock. October 18th, 1962, brought a construction permit, I should say, applied for a construction permit for 750,000 watts. However, the FCC nixed that on November 21st of 1962. July 29th, 1964, there was a voluntary assignment of license to Capital Cities Broadcasting Corporation. And then a little bit later on, in fact, almost 10 years after that, July 12th of 1973, the voluntary assignment of license to Capital Cities Communications Incorporated. And that thus ends the history of WJR 760 Detroit. And the person who correctly identified that first out of the hat, should we say, is Mr. Victor Schmidt. Congratulations, Victor. What we're going to do is send you a DX Audio Service ball cap. And if you don't know what one of these things are, let me tell you. It's a very nice little ball cap. And what we did is we got the brightest color that we could find. And, I mean, you can be seen for miles when you wear one of these things. It's Victor's hat is going to be the bright orange, neon orange, with black lettering on it that says DX Audio Service and a picture of John Bowker's microphone. So, Victor, hope you enjoy your cap. If any of you would like to buy one of the DX Audio Service caps, just contact old Crazy Ken up there at the Publication Center. Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661, USA. From our DX time machine from 50 years ago, from the August 19th, 1944 DX News magazine, no National Radio Club convention was planned because of the war and crowded transportation. However, editor Ray Edge was to visit Dick Cooper in Pennsylvania over Labor Day, and other members were welcomed. Radio station KCRJ 1340 was deleted at the owner's request. 25 years ago from the August 21st, 1969 DX News, Jerry Starr noted that stations still using horizontal T antennas included WHAZ on 1330, WSAJ 1340, KFOX 1280, KIEV 870, KXA 770, and KSAC on 580. 10 years ago from the August 20th, 1984 DX News, Mark Connolly published his MWDX-2A phasing unit construction article. And some of the you that have worked with that phasing unit, isn't that something? Has a tendency to phase out stations that you don't want on long wire and loop antennas. Kind of an interesting little article. And with that, I think we're going to have to end side one of this magazine and flip it over to side two. On side two, we have Phil Wayne with a look at the market scope. We have John Bowker, historical moments in radio, and of course, the musings for members. And we'll see what other kind of trouble we can get it in into on the DX Audio Service.